Tzadites. So we are on the last Amud of Perek Mishahaya, and then we're beginning the first Amud of the last Perek Arei Pesachim. So very exciting. We're within 30 days of Pesach. So the Gemara says in the top of Tzadites Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Shnaim Shinis Arvu Pesachim. So it's a long mission. Yesterday's daf about various switching and swapping of karbanos, and you have one person from one chabura go to the other chabura, and one person from the other chabura go back to the other chabura, and switching back and forth, mixing all together, all the different people from the chaburas. So Gemara points out, now, Lema masnisin de lok Rabbi Yehuda, our mission must not be like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Sani, the Brisa says, Vim yimat habayis miyos mise, that if you have, you start diminishing, you start detracting from people, from the chabura, from the guest list, milamei chemismatin vahochin, you're able to detract from the guest list, ubavad sheyehe echad mibnei chabura kaim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You have to have at least one person left from the initial chabura. You could take off as many people as you want, as long as one person from the original chabura is still there. That's all according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Brisa then quotes Rabbi Yossi Omer, ubavad shelo yanichu es haPesach kemoshu. So he says, no, you can't leave the Karban Pesach without any people. Because as long as there's one person there, even though that one person may not have been the original chabura, that's acceptable. But Yehuda says you have to have at least one person from the original list. So the Gemara says it must be. Since our Mishnah says you swapped all the people from Chabur A to Chabur B, and ultimately no one from Chabur A is left on Chabur A, they all moved over to Chabur B, and vice versa, so Yehuda would not accept this, because Yehuda says you have to have at least one person left from the initial Chabur. So the Gemara responds back, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda. Not true. Our Mishnah could even work well with Rabbi Yehuda, because Kevin Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shochtan Es HaPesach Al HaYachad. Rabbi Yehuda has this klal. You're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach for one person. And if one did shecht it, so the din is, it's acceptable. Why is it acceptable? Because it's understood, meikara, initially when he shechted it, lamnuye acharina bade ka'i. It's as if he had in mind to add another person, a second person to it. It was there implicit in the Shah Shechita. Uke'echad bibnei chabura dami. And therefore that person, although he wasn't present with the initial chabura, but since the das was ultimately to add someone else there, it was ki'ilu, he was there meikara. So here as well, he's again, and therefore here as well, when coming to switch all the different people from the chabura, even though no one is actually there from the original chabura, but since it's understood you can't shecht for one person, there is some das there that other people will be added to it, and it's ke'ilu, he was from the original chabura. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says it's also true, it has to be Rabbi Yehuda. It's not that it just can be Rabbi Yehuda, it must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Amar Rav Ashi says, Masnisin Nami Daika. Our Mishnah is very, very exact in presenting the case. Because our Mishnah said the Katani, the case was, V'chein chamesh chaburos shechamish shechamishim. If you remember the case, there were five different chaburos. And each chabur had five people. You had to switch, make every combination, because you weren't sure who was eating which Karban Pesach. So as long as there's one person from each Karban Pesach there, it was fine. In other words, the chabura A, it's called A, B, C, D, E. That's why there's five chaburos. So now, you mixed up A, so the first chabur now has one person from A, one person from B, one person from C, one from D, one from E. So that new chabura has one from each of the original chaburas. And the second chabura has one person from each of the chaburas as well. So there's a whole mixture of every single person from one chabura all together. So now the Gemara says it has to be a case of v'chein chamesh chabura shel chamisha chamisha. Five chaburas, five of each people. This way it all works out well. There's again one person from every chabura mixed in now. But if it were to be a different case, if it's only shel chamisha in, only if it was five members each, aval shel chamisha varba lo, let's say there are five different groups, and let's say four of the groups had five people, and the fifth group had only four people. Now it's impossible then for that final group to have four people. He can't be dispersed among five groups. There are only four people to work with. You can only appoint him to group A, B, C, D, but there's not a fifth guy to appoint to E. That won't work according to this circumstance. Why? Because at least one person must be present from the original chabura. That's why the Mishnah presented Chamesh Chaburos Shel Chamisha Chamisha. So that works out well for Rabbi Yehuda. Lav, is it not because Mishum Delo Paish Chad Mibnei Chabur Gabe? Is it not because there wasn't one person left over from the original chabura? Shmamina, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that it has to be that one person has to be present, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Hajlach Misha Yatame Veslika Pesach Shein. Okay, now we begin Arei Pesachim, a much, much easier parak. It's going to be walk in the park for the most part. The Dafim are very, very quick, which means there's a lot to add on in the Ian and the Rishonim along the way. Just because last night was a long night, there's not much to add. There is a lot to add on. I don't have that much to add in. Depends whatever comes to my mind, we'll see. But the mission of the parak begins as follows. Erev Psachim, or Arve Psachim, as we call it, but the mission presents as Erev Psachim. Arve Psachim, Samach Lamincha, person should not, lo yochal, he should not eat, Adam Ad Shetechshach. Person is not supposed to eat at all Erev Pesach until the evening, until dark. Afilu Ani Shebe Yisrael, lo yochal Ad Sheyesim. And at Ani Shebe Yisrael, must delin, he can't eat until he does Haseba, we'll learn about Haseba as well. And thirdly, lo yitzchasu lo me'arba koso sheyayin v'afilu minatamcha. And you cannot have less than 4 cups of wine the night of Pesach, even if a guy who is dependent on the tamchoi, dependent on tzedakah, even he requires da'al koso. So these are 3 halachas in the first Mishnah. One is you can't eat Erev Pesach. Number 2 is you have to do haseba, even ani. And number 3 is you can't have less than 4 cups of wine. So there's so much to say. So let's start off first with the Tosos, Dira Maschel, lo yochal adam. So it says Tosos, perish. Afilu hispal, even if a person daven, umishimatza, normally, if you've davened, you can't eat before you daven. If you did daven, so then you're allowed to eat. So Tosfos says, even if you davened mincha already, you still can't eat. Mishimatza. Why? Kedamrin megemara below his pala, his p'tilas mincha, afi b'shari mosa shana aser, if you didn't daven, so it's aser to eat every day of the year. So this is something unique to Pesach, that you're not allowed to eat because you're supposed to come in hungry to eating the matzah. So ask Tosfos, vim tomar, that ma lo yochal, what does it mean you can't eat? What should you not eat? E matzah. Afilu kodem nami aser. Even before, right? The Mishnah says you shouldn't eat samach lemincha. But Tosfos points out, forget samach lemincha. The entire day, even the morning, you shouldn't be eating matzah. Kedamrinim b'yushalmi. The Yushalmi says something very interesting. Kol ochel matzah be'er Pesach, ki'ilu bo'al arusasa be'beis chamav. If a person eats matzah, he jumps the gun and eats matzah be'er Pesach, it's like bo'al arusasa be'beis chamav. A person who's engaged but not married yet, that's jumping the gun. So if it's talking about eating matzah, we don't need this Mishnah because we know from the Yushalmi that you can't eat already from the morning. So forget this Mishnah. Now, if the Mishnah here in Ari Pesachim is talking about mina targima, stam food, a person shouldn't stuff himself with the, I don't know, potatoes and meat, things that are not related to Pesach itself. Hamar b'Gemara about mitabalu the mina targima. The Gemara says you're actually allowed to have mina targima, whatever that means, whatever dessert foods or meats, that's allowed. So what exactly is the usher that the Mishnah is telling us? The Yeshlomar says Tosfos, the Ari b'matzah ashira. Talking about matzah ashira, not a poor man's bread, but that has oil in it, perhaps wine in it. Not matzah you could be yotzei the matzah with. Dilo aser b'yushalmi el b'matzah haruuya lotzeis bo chavasa. The Yushalmi only asers eating matzah with which you could fulfill the mitzvah later on. That you're eating the matzah too early. V'ochla kodem zman, you're eating it before this man. V'matzah ashira, which you cannot use to fulfill the mitzvah del seder, sharia, that's permitted to have, that you could have Erev Pesach. So this is going to be very, very relevant this year, because when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you have to try to get in Shal Shudis, so you can't have challah because it's a chametz. You can't have matzah because Bala Rusaso. So one of the eitzes might be to have matzah shira, where it's not a violation of Bala Rusaso. That might be one of the eitzes, but that will leave for another time. Either way, this is where the Tosos right. Okay, now let's go weiter in the. Let's jump to another Tosos. Look at Tosos Dir Maschel Ad Shetechshach. Tosos writes that Makshinan Amay Yitzrich Ad Shetechshach Pshita. Why does the Mishnah need to tell us you can't eat until nighttime? Of course we know it's not nighttime. It's not Pesach until Laila. So of course you can't eat before Techshach. The Gemara, Gabi Shabbos V'yamtev, lo katanila. The Gabi Shabbos V'yamtev, never do we have the klal, don't eat until nighttime. You can eat even earlier on Erev Shabbos. So we'll see what he's talking about discussing Tosefa Shabbos. The Tosefa Shabbos apply to Pesach. So Omari, Mikurbal, the Gavi Matzah Dafka Ba'inan Acha Techshach. Normally, when it comes to a Shabbos meal, a Yom Tov meal, you're allowed to make Tosefes Shabbos. You can make Tosefes Yom Tov, and you could eat earlier, even though it's still light out. If you're Makabel Shabbos early, you're allowed to. There's something unique when it comes to Pesach, you need to wait till it gets mamish dark. Kitatani b'Tosefta ha-Pesach u'matzah mara mitzvasan misha Techshach. Why? Why Dafka Lel say does it have to be nighttime? The time of Mishum d'chsev v'ochul z'basar b'alayla hazeh u'matzah mara iskash l'Pesach. So the din of Dafka b'alayla when it comes to Pesach. But lagabe all other Yom Tovim, all other Shabboses, you're allowed to eat when it comes to Tosefesh Shabbos. You can eat earlier. And he goes on to bring a raya from the Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. You jump down a little bit further. Tosos himself quotes around 5 lines up from this Tosos, at the end of the line, Rabbeinu Yehuda tirits afilu iba'inan gavish Shabbos of the Yom Tov. Even if you do need, by other Shabboses, other Yom Tov, ma'acha techshach, meaning you cannot eat earlier, still, hachitzrech lemisse, we had to reinforce that when it came to Pesachim, da'as lashmunian da'afogav d'shchit etz Pesachim ibod yom, because you would have thought, since you could shech the Karn Pesach Erev Pesach, maybe you should be able to eat as well Erev Pesach. The din is, Eino Nechal Mibod Yom, Kishar Kachim, you cannot eat Erev Pesach like other Karbanos, you must wait until Laila. So it comes out from these 2 days of Tosos is as follows. Are you allowed to eat the Shabbos meal, Yom Tov meal, earlier than when actual nightfall happens? In other words, let's say it a different way. Is Tosefes Shabbos, when you make Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov, does it turn that Erev Shabbos mamish into Shabbos, mamish into Yom Tov, whereby I could eat the meals and be Yotzi Mitzvah? Or no, all it does is I have to now stop doing Melacha earlier. But to be kind in the midst of the Shabbos, I need to wait till the 3 stars come out. That's these 2 days in Tosos. And this connects to many, many other areas of Tosefa Shabbos. The many, many nafkami is the guy with this. Can you count Sphere to Omer? If you accept Shabbos earlier, can you count Sphere of the next night? Or no, you have to wait till it's Mamish Laila. It doesn't change everything over. So there are many nafkami is related to these 2 days in Tosos, where the Tosefa Shabbos Mamish transforms it into Shabbos or does not transform it into Shabbos. Okay, again, there's much to say on this Tosis as well. Let's go do one more Tosis, then we'll go Vayitei. Tosis, there's a lot to do here, and it's still, we haven't done much. We only spoke for 15 minutes. So Tosis writes, go down to now, Lo Yifchasu, Lo Me'arba Kosas. We learned in the Mishnah that a person should not have less than Dal Kosas. So Tosis is Medayik here. Mitoch HaLashon Mashmet, it sounds Mashmet Ketzas, Shein Nosen Levanav Ulevnei Veso, Kim La'atzmo. It says in the Mishnah, it doesn't say Lo Yifchasu Lahem. You shouldn't have, they should not have less than four. Him. Who's the him? The Baal Bais. The Baal Bais needs to have 4 cups of wine. Nobody else needs to drink anything. V'hu motzi es kulam bishol. And he's motzi everybody else. V'svarhu, it makes sense. D'mayishna arba kosos mikiddush d'chol hashana. Why would Dal Kosos be any different than the kiddush of the rest of the year? She'echad motzi es kulam. That one person says kiddush and everybody else is yotze. Yeah, there's in there that they taste from it. But they don't have to drink Rov Kos. It's just the Baal Bais. This should not be any different. And he goes back and forth and tells us whether the other people have to drink it or they don't have to drink it. What comes out from this is a very, very important brisker Rav based on this Tosos and the Rambam. Whether or not Dal Kosos is like Kiddush, it's like Kiddush 4 times in one night, or it's completely different. Nothing to do with Kiddush at all. There's actually an in to drink it. By Kiddush the rest of the year, you don't have to actually drink the wine. We do drink it, but you don't have to drink the wine. It's about saying the words. But maybe when it comes to the Leil Seder, it's about Dafka drinking the Kosos. So it goes back and forth, but part of the question is it like Kiddush, or is it a different thing? It's a mitzvah of Dal Kosos to drink Dal Kosos. That's a big discussion based on these different dosos, and Rambam, and how much you have to drink, and the shear, everything like that. This is just a little bit of a flavor of the discussion about Dal Kosos. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now and finish the Gemara pretty quickly. The Gemara says, "My irya ari psachim." Why does the Mishnah here specify that you can't eat by samach lemincha er pesach? Afil arve shabasos v'yamim tovim nami. We learned already in the fourth parak. We learned that you can't eat erev Shabbos or erev yamtiv. Lav dafka er pesach. The Tanya, the Brisa says, "La yochal adam barve shabasos v'yamim tovim me'amincha olamala." A person should not eat the meal, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Kadeshi, Kanes, L'Shabbos, Kishu, Taiva. A person should go into Shabbos hungry. Rabbi Huda, we had this Erev Shabbos, Purim, Erev Shabbos. This was a big discussion. How do you have a Suda, Erev Purim, Erev Shabbos, if you're going to be starving? So that's why the recommendation is to have it in the morning, so you come in hungry into Shabbos. So Rabbi Huda says you cannot have a meal, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochel, Aholech, Achetechshach. Rabbi Yossi was not so concerned with this. You could eat, go as far as you want. You could go up until Shabbos eating. That's okay, according to Rabbi Yossi. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop earlier. So this is not a unique din to Erev Pesach. It's the same din across the board throughout all of Shabbos and Yom Tovs. So Amar Rav Huna, Lo Tzich Ela L'Rabbi Yossi. This was only to tell me about Rabbi Yossi. You're right. The Gabi Rabbi Yehuda, he says every single Shabbos of the year, every single Yom Tov throughout the year, you have to stop eating Samach L'Mincha. But this is a chiddush to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in general holds you don't have to stop Erev Shabbos. You can eat close to Shabbos. But he holds that only the Gabi other Shabbosos. Damar, Ochel Vaholech, Achetech Shach, Hani Mile, that's only true. Vare Shabbosos, V'yamun Tovim, Aval Be'er Pesach, Mishim Chiyuva the Mitzvah, Moda. When it comes to the eating the Mitzvah of Matzah, there he agrees you have to stop eating earlier Erev Pesach. If you look at Rashi, actually there's a Rashi and Rashbam. We're going to do Rashbams mostly. The Rashbam is on the bottom. So if you take a look at the Rashbam, around 6 lines up from the bottom, five lines up from the bottom, Mishum Chayuva de Matzah, Shalote Necheles Ala Sova. We don't want people eating the Matzah when they're full. Chayuva de Matzah, Laila HaRishon Chova. We know that eating the Matzah the first night is an obligation. It is Dichziv Be'erev Tochlu Matzah. Even though Be'erev oftentimes means the Erev, here means Laila, the night. The night, Leil Seder, there's an obligation, there's a chiv to eat matzah. And you have to eat a mitzvah of chiva hungry, not when you're full. So therefore, even Rabbi Yossi would agree, Erev Pesach, one should not eat a meal, samach l'mincha. So then the Gemara says, Rapapa comes along and says, Amar, afilu Rabbi, tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda can be the Mishnah, the author of our Mishnah.
even though in general he holds you shouldn't eat Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, there's a little bit of a different din when it comes to Erev Pesach. What's that? Hasam over there, Barve Shabbosos V'yam Tovim, Min HaMidcha L'mala, Hudasar, you can't eat from the Zman Midcha, which is 9.5 hours into the day. But Tzomich L'midcha, which is always a half an hour, Shari, for the 9th hour you're allowed to eat, that's by Erev Shabbos, by Erev Yom Tov. About the Erev Pesach, what's different here? Afilu Tzomich L'midcha Nami Asar. Even that 30 minutes prior, even the 9th hour of the day, that's already Asar Erev Pesach. So it's a 30 minute difference of the rest of the year versus Erev Pesach. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda, even he would have to, he could be the author of this Mishnah. So Gemara says, V'Erev Shabbos, Tzomich L'midcha Shari. On Erev Shabbos, close to Midcha time, meaning the 9th hour, you're allowed to eat, that's permitted. V'atani, doesn't the Brisa say, Lo Yochal Adam, Berev Shabbos, V'yavim Tovim, Meitesha Shalz L'mala. Remember, Zman Mincha is Teisha Mechza, 9.5 hours. Samech L'mincha is Teisha. This Brisa clearly states, already from the 9th hour, which is Samech L'mincha, it's us to eat Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Kidei, Sheikhanesh L'Shabbos, Kushur Taiva, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda himself says it's us to eat Samech L'mincha. So this is not unique to Erev Pesach. This is what he says across the board. And just to finish off the Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochel Aholich Ad Shetechshach, you could go ahead and eat up until the evening. He has no problem with this. Either way, this is certainly a question to Rabbi Yehuda that he says it's even Aser Samech L'mincha. And so the Gemara says, nope, Amar Bar Zutra, Man Leimela de Mitar Tzasahi. Who says that this Brisa was accepted? Meaning, we know every Mishnah we find in throughout all the Mishnahs are all part of the, you know, part of the code of, code of Halacha. When it comes to Brisa, not every Brisa was accepted. Certain Brisa were thrown out. Who said this was Mitar Tzasa, which means it was a Brisa that was accepted? Dilma, says the Gemara, Daf Kuf, Dilma Mishabashtahi. Maybe it was a mistake, and it was a Brisa made a mistake, and maybe we can't rely on it. We have to know how you can rely on this Brisa before asking a question to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll do a quick recap. I told you these Dafim are very, very short. So we start off by talking about, on the beginning of Tzadi's Testament Aleph, about the mixing up of the Chaburas and people switching back and forth from this Chabura to that Chabura. And we end up saying, who was the author of it? Was it Rabbi Yehuda? Or was it Rabbi Yossi, I think it was? And we end up saying, even Rabbi Yehuda could be the author, that as long as one person is there from the original group, so then that would be acceptable carbon. And then we had here in Amud Beis, the 3 dinim from the Mishnah, that you can't eat Erev Pesach, Samech L'mincha, you have to have an ani, even ani has to do haseba, and you can't have less than dalat kosos. We said, why is this different than any other year, any other day rather? Every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov, you can't eat. And the Gemara first said, this is all according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda says you can't eat Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov throughout the year. But Rabbi Yossi, who is the one who says normally you can eat at Shetechshech, here he agrees for the purpose of Chovas Matzah, you should not eat Erev Pesach. But then the Gemara says, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to this Mishnah, because he would have the Chiddush, because this is different. The rest of the year, you can't eat by the 9th and a half hour, but when it comes to Erev Pesach, already by the 9th hour, Samech L'mincha would already be Aser. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day, and B'ez Hashem, we'll continue through and make a seam on this, I think, close to Erev Pesach. 17 minutes, 18 minutes.